Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us, making this show possible. Our toll-free telephone number is 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, I guess Trump Force One took off from Palm Beach around 1 Eastern time. It's now a little after 3, 6 minutes after the hour. And I would say that by my math, it probably will be around 3:30 when Donald Trump touches down at LaGuardia Airport in New York City. I'm watching all this. You know, before I get started, a couple of things that I want to point out here. Is, and Michael Goodwin brought this up in his piece in the New York Post here, the special prosecutor that Merrick Garland, you know, has unleashed on Donald Trump, and this is supposed to be about Mar-a-Lago documents and about the J6 incident and committee stuff and all that. Anyway, there's been a lot of information forthcoming every day. There's new information today as well. How come we don't hear a single word? No, there's not even a sign of life from the Joe Biden special prosecutor. Why is that, Robert Herr? You know, we're not hearing anything about Biden's special prosecutor because Herr has apparently vanished from the face of the earth. And even if he had uncovered bombshell new evidence, the Washington Post or nobody else seems to be too interested in reporting on any of the leaks that are hurting Biden, which, by the way, shouldn't be coming from any place. But you know, the prosecutor appointed to the Biden case, Robert Herr, there's been no raids, you know, only polite requests, even giving the highly unusual permission for Biden's own lawyers to conduct searches. And by the way, it's not even clear that lawyers for Biden had security clearances themselves, suggesting a reckless level of favoritism. And while there have been no leaks and numerous court reports about the Trump probes, total silence, radio silence on Biden. I just need to point that out. Somebody sent this. I don't know who it was from on Twitter. Whoever you are, I'd love to give you credit and attribution. We don't steal stuff. But somebody sent this, and not to me, but Sweet Baby James monitors this. Linda monitors this. Blair monitors this. Anyway, Trump is the first president to be impeached twice. The first president to be raided by the FBI, the first president to be indicted by a grand jury, the first president to be wiretapped by the FBI before taking office, the first president banned from social media. I mean, is there anything they won't do to stop Trump? FBI has Hunter's laptop from hell. How is it possible that, you know, all the low hanging fruit, you know, stuff like lying on a gun application and a missing gun, whoops, threw in a throwaway and a dumpster, nothing happens. Crack cocaine, evidence of cocaine use, nothing happens. Hookers, nothing happens. Never mind, information implicating his father. I give half my income to Pops, complaining about all the money he has to spend on Pops' home repairs. 10% for the big guy. Nothing happens. Hillary Clinton deletes 33,000 emails that were subpoenaed. Top secret classified information on a secret server. Nah, no reasonable prosecutor would ever prosecute. Then, of course, deleting the other servers, 33,000 emails. And nobody had ever heard of Bleach Bit that I know of prior to Hillary Clinton doing that. Nobody, I guess people have always had hammers. I never thought to use a hammer on a phone or a BlackBerry, or removing SIM cards. But anyway, that in fact happened. Anyway, so all eyes in this country now are on Donald Trump. He's going to arrive any minute now at LaGuardia Airport in New York City, outside of New York City, about 15 minutes out. I don't know if it's been determined if he'll just jump on his helicopter and fly in the rest of the way that way, or there'll be a motorcade of some kind. I have no idea at all whatsoever. But anyway, so then tomorrow I would expect that President Trump's lead lawyer, Joe Tacopina, will make a motion to dismiss the charges. Probably won't happen tomorrow. But the one big thing that everybody's got to look at here is, you know, I mentioned Hunter Biden, I mentioned Joe Biden, I mentioned Jim Biden. You know, there's a whole litany of areas where legitimate investigations can be taken place, and it doesn't happen. And in this case, you're dealing with an alleged affair that both sides have repeatedly denied from, 17 years ago. And how is it that the FCC looked at this, Mueller looked at this, the DOJ looked at this, the predecessor to Alvin Bragg looked at this, and initially Alvin Bragg himself looked at this, and everybody passed on it. But like if you're Hunter Biden, you know, some of the things that lawyers I've talked to would look at are FARA violations. I thought they were important in the case of, say, Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, gun registration, illegal drug use, prostitution, human trafficking allegations, tax fraud potentially, money laundering potentially, other possible crimes investigations. How much money did they make? You know, the list of countries is getting quite long. If you look at the Johnson-Grassley Senate report, they talk about deals with China, Kazakhstan, Mexico, Libya, Greece, Romania, Zimbabwe, Taiwan, Colombia, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, the Ivory Coast, Oman, and then, of course, Russia. I mean, those are, which do you think is more important in terms of what people would want to know about? So, look, it's going to be what it's going to be. What we know now is how this is going to play out. Early tomorrow morning, the former president will head to the Manhattan District Attorney's office, or possibly a police precinct. Anyway, Trump hands a booking officer his personal items. He'll be fingerprinted, and then the mugshot. Now, normally that would take 3 hours. Whether they're expediting that for the president, I don't know. He's expected to speak sometime tomorrow evening. That his speech will be from Mar-a-Lago. It will not be from New York. So based on their timetable, that means he's getting out pretty quickly. Security, media, protests outside. Are they going to put handcuffs on him? I tend to think not. Are they going to perp walk him? I think they'd make a huge mistake if they did. But if they do, it'll be interesting to see. The president, after he's fingerprinted and processed, will have a court appearance and then get on his airplane and head on home. So that's what tomorrow will look like, if you're interested. We'll say this. Republicans have united around the president, and besides Asa Hutchinson, when did Asa Hutchinson get the idea that he might have a possibility of ever winning the presidency? Former governor, thankfully replaced by Sarah Sanders, but when did he get the idea that he could be president? It's not going to work. There's been a lot of money. Like if you look at the Washington Post today, a lot of speculating that this is an incendiary and even anti-Semitic claim that George Soros funded Alvin Bragg. So let me straighten this out. Soros never directly gave Alvin Bragg money by every objective measure that we can see. But I'll just quote the New York Times on it. He did donate $1 million to the Color of Change, that is a progressive criminal justice group, And guess what? They endorsed Bragg and gave a significant portion of money to support Bragg. Was it their money or was it Soros's money? Because it certainly wasn't their money. Anyway, so just to keep that, you know, a little straightforward here. We have other issues. The president's got a lot of legal issues now that he's going to face. He's got a sexual assault. This is a civil case claim from 27 years ago. The woman's name is E. Jean Carroll, and claiming that while in a department store that there was some type of sexual assault by Donald Trump in a dressing room. Okay, 27 years later. The interesting question that was asked this weekend on one of the Sunday shows, the former DA of Manhattan, a guy by the name of Cy Vance, you know, was asked whether he knows if this case is airtight or not, and he said he doesn't know. Well, if he investigated it, why didn't he know? And I thought his answer, he also gave an answer as to why didn't you bring charges? Well, the Southern District of New York, which is a pretty prestigious office in New York City, where the likes of Rudy Giuliani, McCarthy, you know, so many people came out of, that they asked us to stand down for the period of time. Am I buying that? Not really. So we probably won't get the indictment opened until the former president is before the judge. Interesting line by Joe Manchin, who says no one's above the law, but no one should be targeted by the law. I think it's pretty clear where Joe Manchin is coming from on this particular issue. Here's Joe Manchin. I'll play it for you. I hope due diligence was done on Bragg's indictment of Trump.
Chuck, it's a very sad time for America. And I feel like other people do. It's very sad for our country to have to go through this. And a segment of society who believes that maybe it's biased, that the system doesn't work for all, I would have to wait and see what comes out next week. But I would hope and pray that whatever comes forth, that they've done due diligence, they're very, very accurate in what they're doing, and understanding that the rule of law is that basically no one's above the law, but no one should be targeted by the law.
This is where now the divide becomes very, very clear, because we now have numerous and many examples of a dual justice system. I mentioned Hillary Clinton, top secret classified information on servers while she was Secretary of State, investigated by Jim Comey. We know Jim Comey's political leanings, even tweeting out, you know, the day after Bragg's announcement yesterday, or today is a good day. Yeah. Okay. So I wonder where he leans politically. Then you have, of course, the top secret, you know, reasonable prosecutor would prosecute. But yet now we have a special counsel that's looking into all things documents as it relates to Donald Trump. And then you have the issue of, okay, well, who paid for the dirty Russian misinformation dossier? Well, that would be Hillary Clinton. And what happened when the FBI in early October 2016 flew over to meet Christopher Steele and offer him $1 million bounty if he could corroborate that FISA warrant that says verified on top of it, verified and true? Well, that would be the FBI. They weren't able to do it, but by the end of October, they used it anyway, because as Andrew McCabe has now said, that as had said at the time, that if they didn't have the dirty dossier, they wouldn't have been able to acquire the FISA warrant. James Comey signed three of them. His FBI determined that they couldn't verify it. It says verified. That's like lying to a judge. If I did that, I promise you, if any of you did that, I promise you, you'd be in trouble. Unless your last name's Clinton or Biden, you tend to get a pass. Or if you're a Democrat before a Democratic judge, you're probably going to get a pass. It's pretty unbelievable. And that allowed a backdoor to spy on a candidate and later a president. That's a pretty big deal. And no FISA court judge that was lied to, you know, said, call these people back into court demanding answers. It's really unreal. Anyway, so the president will appear tomorrow in court. The media will go insane. It's interesting that a lot of speculation is, and a lot of reports telling me that maybe somebody in the court had leaked that this judge will impose a gag order on Monday that will ban the president from talking about his arrest with the penalty of 30 days in jail or $1,000 fine. Now, they did this in the Roger Stone case. They did it in the Manafort case. And my question is, whatever happened to people's free speech rights? They don't have a right to speak about their case. They don't have a right to defend themselves publicly when it is a public case. That seems outrageous to me. Anyway, we got a lot coming up today. Later on, we'll check in. Eric Trump will be with us today. Lindsey Graham will be with us today and much more.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's why Preborn has stepped in. And they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies, and this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, 5 ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue 5 babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donate securely. You can do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever. And that's why Preborn has stepped in. And they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies, and this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, 5 ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue 5 babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donate securely. You can do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need.
All right, Linda, did I not call it?
Trump Force One. I don't know. What are we talking about?
What did I say? I said the plane would land right at about 3:30. I calculated the time. It's not hard to figure out how long.
I mean, you definitely are good at time. There's no question.
I'm good at time. How you doing?
Very much so.
Anyway, the president's plane has touched down. It's going to, what is this going to be like? You know, the OJ Bronco watch now?
100%. It already is.
It's okay. They're going a little nuts here. And we don't even know what the charges is. It'll be interesting to find out.
It's going to be hard to find out because they don't know either. They're still figuring it out.
The interesting thing is the president used to always, before he ever was president, he had his plane parked prominently that when you landed at LaGuardia Airport, that you would almost always see the Trump plane when you landed. I don't know what kind of deal he made with LaGuardia Airport, but that plane was always in a position that regardless of where you landed from, that you're going to see the plane when you got down. This one apparently is a new one, or recently refurbished completely plane. And I think it's a pretty nice plane. I think it's the 757.
I like the flag on the back.
I love the flag on the back. It's got that wave in it.
It's just beautiful.
Watch your giddy fellow liberal Democrats. They will cherish this moment, even though it is so dangerous for, in so many different ways, for our constitutional republic, the rule of law, equal justice under the law, and equal application of our laws. We'll continue.
Continuing the mission of saving America as we return to the Sean Hannity Show.
25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. All right, people are now getting off of Trump Force One. We're going to follow every second, every minute of this. You know, this is what Donald Trump said about this. And I think that's the president. Is that the president? No, it looks like Secret Service staff are getting off now first. It says the corrupt DA has no case. What he does have is a venue where it is impossible for me to get a fair trial. It must be changed, he wrote. And a Trump-hating judge, hand-selected by the Soros-backed DA, he must be changed. And also the DOJ working in the DA's office, which is unprecedented. And the details of Trump's indictment are, you know, still unknown, obviously, because they're under seal. Until the arraignment will take place tomorrow. The charges are likely related to this NDA with, I guess, Stormy Daniels, maybe also with Karen McDougal. I don't know, nor does anybody else. Here's the question. Here's the test, though. 7 years after the fact, and your lead witness is a convict, And by the way, a convoy, it looks like they're going to be driving to New York City, has now basically encircling the president's plane. Would Joe Smith go through this, an incident that happened 17 years ago and monies that were paid, and the main witness is a convict, an admitted liar, repeated admitted liar, and that's your main witness, with a lawyer sending a note in 2018 exonerating the Trump campaign, exonerating Donald Trump, exonerating everything. Add to that Bob Costello, the legal advisor for Michael Cohen on my television show, going into great specificity and great detail that when Michael Cohen came to him for advice, that Michael Cohen was asked again and again, okay, if you think you're in legal trouble, the only thing they're going to care about is if you have any dirt on Donald Trump. He says over and over again, I don't have a thing. And that issue, by the way, corroborated by Bob Costello's, partner or friend that was in the room at the time. And then saying over and over again, I will never go to jail. I'll do whatever it takes, and even being suicidal. But would this happen to Joe Smith? You know, that is the main question here. This convoluted, you know, never before tried legal technique of marrying a statute of limitations past charge that's a misdemeanor to a federal charge when the FEC already passed on it, Mueller passed on it, and the DOJ passed on it. None of that makes any sense. Anyway, and then the idea that they're going to put a gag order on Donald Trump tomorrow, that the judge, they're expecting one, apparently, or Donald Trump would face a penalty of 30 days in jail or $1,000 fine if he dares to speak out on his own behalf in his own defense. Now, in the meantime, the country's reacting, and they're reacting in a massive and a big way. And that is, you know, if you look at the polling that just came out over the weekend, there were two polls. We have Insider Advantage, and that is Matt Towery, who's been on this program many times. Question, if you were voting today to choose the Republican nominee for president, who would you vote for? This is the highest number I've seen of late by a long shot, 57% Donald Trump, 24% Ron DeSantis, 4% Mike Pence, Nikki Haley, 5%, Chris Christie, 2%, Kristi Noem, 1%, Mike Pompeo, 1%, you know, and a few other people at 0.1%. That's not exactly a small number here. But anyway, and then we have the other poll that came out is Robert Kahaly's poll. And basically the numbers were identical, almost the exact same thing. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. So this spectacle is unfolding. Media is eating it up. But the real questions that exist here are very deep. They are very profound. And it'll have a long-term impact on this country. And by the way, even if Donald Trump were convicted in Manhattan, by the way, that does not impact any run for president he might have. I tend to agree with him. In a city that has outnumbered Democrats 9-1 over Republicans, I don't think the odds are that great for any conservative or any prominent Republican. I don't know exactly how you're going to get a fair jury of your peers. Certainly a change of venue would be more than beyond appropriate, but I don't see that happening either. Hey, listen, I want to remind you, our friends at MyPillow have their closeout sale happening on their all-season My Slippers. Look, My Slippers continually are the number one selling MyPillow product. Anyway, you're going to love them. And right now they have an incredible closeout sale going on right now. $25 all season My Slippers, regularly $149.98. That's $120 in savings. You're limited to 10 pairs at checkout. These are going to sell out very quickly. They have an exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slipper. Patented layers that make the slippers ultra comfortable and extremely durable. They're going to relieve stress on your feet. And by the way, you can wear them any place, anywhere, anytime. They also come in a ton of additional sizes, all new colors. And just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square for this incredible deal, or call 800-919-6090 and you won't regret it. Media outlets, you know, judge to, you know, what's going to be interesting, I think, is more tomorrow night, because President Trump at some point when he gets back to Mar-a-Lago is going to address the nation, and we'll find out what's going on. We'll get his take on things, although I think we know what they are. How could they be anything but that? In the first 24 hours after Trump's indictment, they raised over $5 million and 16,000 supporters volunteered to work on his 2024 campaign. Now they have Trump's Secret Service agents are expected to testify before the D.C. grand jury this week. And I mean, things are getting that really out of hand in this country. Do you think this is justice? You know, when you think of the raid of Paul Manafort, pre-dawn raid, guns drawn, 30 people. You think of the raid at Roger Stone's house. You think of what they did to, you know, this kid Papadopoulos and his family. Why doesn't that ever happen to a Biden or a Clinton? Anyone ever ask that question? Why does the president need a gag order put on him? Why is that? But anyway, this is dividing the country even further. I don't think there's any other way to put it. The case on the law is extremely weak. Even people that don't like Donald Trump are recognizing that. Wall Street Journal warning that Trump's indictment will lead Republican prosecutors to now start targeting Democrats. You know, the word I've heard most often said by people that I think are smart is this is like banana republic territory. This is not the United States. You know, one Republican that voted to impeach Trump calls the indictment weak effing sauce, and we're crossing the Rubicon for that. Anyway, they're not expected to handcuff him. I don't know if he will go through the normal process. Obviously, this is new territory. This has never happened to a former president before. And by the way, if you're in New York and you're arrested for drunk driving, you're getting a free ride all throughout Manhattan, New York City. And by the way, that's people that are involved in violent crimes. Even rape, robbery, assaults, those people, they're watching their charges being reduced to misdemeanors every day because of the ever weak on crime prosecutor, Alvin Bragg, the same guy. Interesting, again, I don't know how Michael Avenatti is able to do this from jail, but anyway, Michael Avenatti serving 11 years in prison for extortion and fraud, tweeting from his jail cell. You know, I guess it shouldn't be ignored. He thinks that the unreliability of Bragg's case and star witness at Michael Cohen, who once served as Trump's personal lawyer and delivered the hush money or the NDA money, whatever you want to call it, will be devastating. He said, here's a rule. If you have to meet with the witness over 20 times to get the alleged facts and truth run because you've got yourself a terrible witness who can't be trusted and might just crater your career and your reputation. By the way, if Alvin Bragg believes in this so much, this case so much, that he's taken these unprecedented steps, then maybe Alvin Bragg himself should prosecute this case. I'd love to see him go up against Joe Tacopina. Joe Tacopina has a pretty good track record in liberal New York City in terms of trying cases. He's tried over 100 of them. By the way, a majority of Americans do not support Trump's indictment. I thought that was one of the headlines I kept hearing about all weekend, when something like most Americans surveyed by ABC News support the indictment. And then when you read the actual survey, it's not most Americans. That would be a minority, 45%, that support this. I will say this. I do believe that there's some truth to this, that Democrats have now opened Pandora's box. All these giddy, ecstatic, you know, orgasmic Democrats, you know, breathlessly, you know, speaking on TV about this case. They better pay close attention to this. You have state and local Republican prosecutors too around the country, and they're now researching possible indictments. Let's see. You think the Bidens now are going to be fair game? You think Hunter Biden is fair game? You think first brother James Biden is fair game? You think the third brother Frank Biden is fair game? Or the former daughter-in-law is fair game, or Jill Biden is fair game? Because the Constitution affords a sitting president immunity from criminal prosecution. Well, that gives Joe Biden a pass for less than 2 years from now. But if he leaves office, maybe it becomes his term. Then it'll be interesting to hear all the liberal commentators. The Constitution does afford a sitting president immunity from criminal prosecution. That is a fact. So Biden gets a free pass until he leaves office. But, you know, that Pandora's box that Democrats have now opened by setting a precedent on this non-case, the weakest case imaginable. New York Post put it this way. They quoted Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch. All bets are off. You can expect grand jury indictments of leftist politicians like Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, as surely night follows day. And you can be sure that there are prosecutors across Florida and Texas right now that are looking for a state law hook into the Biden family. And then added, and if they're not, they're not doing their jobs. Well, if this is the equal justice, the new system of equal justice under the law, tell me why that wouldn't be fair game based on what we already know about Hunter Biden. So we'll see. And, you know, this is the first of many legal issues now that they put before President Trump. Now, do you think, here's a question. Do you think all of this would be happening if Trump wasn't running for president? You think the odds are that they probably wouldn't care? But on the other hand, they say Democrats think that Trump is going to be the weakest candidate the Republicans put forward. All I read about Hunter Biden this weekend was Hunter Biden's paintings, his works, are featured alongside some of the art world's heaviest hitters as he sells his paintings from anywhere between $75,000 to $500,000. And yet we have no idea who's buying those paintings. None whatsoever. You know, Bragg is a guy that downgraded 52% of felony cases to misdemeanors. That is an unbelievable record. You know, think of what he did to this poor guy, that bodega guy. What was his name? Jose Alba. In that particular case, we talked about that at length. Anyway, but the gloves are off, and I think the first motion should be the motion for a change of venue. And then you got to look at the legal aspects of all of this. And the legal aspects are things that we've been talking about. Number one, this is a guy that ran on a platform to go after one man, one family, one organization, the Trump family, Donald Trump, the Trump organization. So also, I think the first thing you got to look at, too, is the statute of limitations in this case. Then you got to look at this cockamamie, novel, never used before, legal theory that they've gotten to. The grand jury has acted on the facts and on the law, Nancy Pelosi said. No one is above the law, and everyone has a right to a trial to prove your innocence. I mean, she didn't even think to look it over. That's probably what her belief system is. Anyway, but the issue of prosecutorial overreach, even prosecutorial misconduct, even selective prosecution is definitely going to be in play here. We've gone over all the cases of Bragg and all the times that Bragg is, you know, either downgraded charges or allowed real hardened criminals to go free. By the way, there was one other side issue. We'll get to this later today. NBC News is reporting that the spy balloon hit the intelligence jackpot while performing their figure eights over America's nuclear sites. NBC News, the Chinese spy balloon that flew over the U.S. was able to gather intelligence from several sensitive American military sites, despite the Biden administration's effort to block it from doing so, according to two current senior U.S. officials and one former senior administration official. China was able to control the balloon so it could make multiple passes over some of the sites, at times trying to, you know, figure eight formations and transmitting the information it collected right back to Beijing in real time, as I said at the time what they were doing. The information then collected back in Beijing. And the intelligence China collected was mostly from electronic signals, which could be picked up from weapon systems or include communications on base personnel rather than images. But they're denying that at the Biden Defense Department. Does that surprise you? Doesn't surprise me. All right. We got a lot to get to today. When we come back, Lindsey Graham and Eric Trump will check in. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of this program. I want to remind you, tax season is upon us. I always warn you, pay your taxes. It's not a matter of if the IRS is going to take action. It's a matter of when. In other words, with the deadline now upon us, if you owe back taxes or if you didn't file in years gone by, It's going to happen. It's when, not if. Anyway, call my friends at Rush Tax Resolution. I've been talking about these guys and all the money and headaches that they've been saving my listeners for years. And the pros at Rush Tax, they know how to deal with the IRS and win. They do it every day. Anyway, they have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, a zero complaint history, the only ones I trust and recommend. If you're behind on business payrolls, personal taxes, anyway, give them a call, 800-299-8077. And by the way, they will tell you upfront and for free if they can help you. And they will only take your case if they know they can help you. 800-299-8077, 800-299-8077 on the web. It's taxresolution.com. We'll continue.
Firing torpedoes of truth at a wall of lies. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
To give out the website, if you have tax issues, don't forget their website. It's RushTaxResolution1word.com. Rush Tax Resolution. And by the way, don't mess with the IRS. They'll come after you. They are treating this $150,000 non-disclosure agreement from 7 years ago based on an alleged relationship that they both deny from 17 years ago like the OJ Bronco case in terms of coverage of the Trump carrot. I mean, this is your mob media hate Trump mentality. Anyway, Lindsey Graham, Eric Trump, when we get back in your calls, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.